What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. It's Thursday. What do we call this? Like Baby Friday. That's what people at the bar call it, Baby Friday, because it's just another excuse to start drinking a day early. And bitch, no judgment. No judgment. Today was pretty easy peasy in my little bubble. It was my birthday and it was amazing. And I just want to tell you guys, okay, if you are a mom to boys, there is something special there. I literally read their cards when I got off work tonight, and they were definitely tearjerkers. Like, boys are just something different. I've got four girls, two boys, and I mean, they all bring their own kind of magic, but these boys definitely, they got me in my feels tonight, bitch. I was like, don't smear the makeup before you record your TikTok promos for your podcast. So I had to take a deep breath and step back for a minute, but they just touch my heart. As much as they drive me crazy, they are really good boys. Like 15 and 13, I wasn't sure how this was gonna go, and it's working out pretty well. I've been with girls through their teens. My oldest are 20 and 19. I survived that, and I started to think it was a lot easier to have girls, but the boys are like mellowing out and coming into their own. And I'm just, my mama heart is full. That's all I'm gonna say. It's full. Today was a great fucking day. So, what's up? Brandon Lynette, your host of Listen, Bitch. Make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss an episode. And, bitch, share this with your friends. I'm not monetizing this. I'm not making you listen to commercials. We're not doing that thing. But I am asking you to kind of pay a price, and it's free. It's free as fuck. Just share this to your socials. Check out my TikToks. Make sure you share those. I do like I'm getting a lot of traction there. And if you want some extra support, this is where I post like your journal prompts and shit for the day. Then you want to jump into my Facebook group. Listen, bitch. Okay. I am in a few jails, and that's okay. I got put in jail. Fucking TikTok. I can't go live there. And for some reason on Facebook, I didn't have a live button today. I was going to do my makeup on the page again, and that shit's gone. I don't have a message in my inbox, so I don't know. Who knows? I'm not too worried about it. I lived without it for like 3 months, so we're fine. All right, today's conversation. Okay, we're going to talk about some spiritual wellness because, bitch, we are literally in this season of spiritual warfare, 100%. And I know that, people that are in the church and, in a religion and kind of just there, it's like we learn the foundation, right? We learn Jesus died on the cross for us, our sins are forgiven, God sent his son to die, like all the things. Like we know that. But then what's next? And I'm always excited about that what's next conversation, okay? Because we know the basics. That's like kindergarten shit, okay? My babies know that God sent his son to die. So where do we go now? We have to mature on a spiritual level. That means embracing yourself as more than a fucking meat suit. That's it. You are more than that person of just skin and bones. You are more than just waking up, going to work, paying your bills, and then you die. I know you're drawn to my energy bubble. So I feel like this is something that's definitely going to be something you can understand. Okay. The world is upside fucking down. It is upside down. And we can get lost and sucked into the drama and the. It's fucking disgusting, to be honest. And I am emotional about this. I'm emotional because it's like we can see what's happening and we can't do anything about it, right? We can see the bullshit that they're trying to pull over on us and they're doing it right in front of our faces, like treating us like we're stupid. But the truth is, they know we're smart. They just know that what can be done, right? There's some shit where unless you're going to their level, nothing happens. And all they want, we're talking about they, like the government entities and big pharma and just all the bullshit people that have been trying to control everything we do. That's what they want, the control. And there's money in sickness, there's money in control, there's money in sadness. You know what there's not money in? People taking responsibility for where the fuck they are. People taking responsibility for their emotional well-being, for their physical well-being, for your fucking health. This shit's on you, bitch. The government doesn't give a fuck about you. Never has, never will. And they'll say whatever we want to hear. And I don't care what party. I've voted several different ways over the span of my lifetime. I don't give a fuck what party you're out for. None of them are going to give a fuck about you at the end of the day. None of them are going to be worried about what the fuck is going on in your house. These motherfuckers don't even see you as people right now. Okay? That's why everyone's dropping like flies. This cardiac fucking arrest shit running rampant. Okay? And we all know what it is. And everybody gets all like, oh my God, this is the worst time to have the conversation. Someone dies. Someone's like, oh my gosh, they got the jabby jab. Right? And people are like, oh my God, that's so trashy. You're bringing that up. But the truth is, come on, what has changed in our fucking life? What has changed? People are dropping like flies, okay? They don't care about you. They care about their agendas, and it's always going to be that. Their pockets are going to be lined up, and they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that there's a foothold on you. Every thought leader has been torn down. They don't teach you to think for yourself in school. They don't even want you to be an individual in school, okay? They don't give a fuck about that. They want you all to learn the same, read the same, write the same, and think that you have to get into debt and go to college and do the same thing and then find a piece of shit job that's going to help you maintain debt throughout your life in a mundane job. The government doesn't want you to have spiritual well-being at all. This is you. You. I want you to have spiritual wellness, a relationship with the spiritual side of who you are. One of the books I have actually read more than once, I don't always read books over again, okay? But Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza, it's a beautiful book. And it literally brings science and spirituality together to show people that it is scientifically proven that we have a God gene. He is your DNA, literal DNA. You are spiritual. You are energy. And I'm going to tell you something that I know to be true. Okay. Energy never dies. It always is, always was, never dies. Energy doesn't die. This is what you are. This is what you are. And you have this like whole subconscious mind. And bitch, I'm going to tell you, your subconscious doesn't know anyone but you. It has no conception of consciousness other than you. And this is like a huge, huge sign of like he's there. He's with you. The all-knowing, just it's all about you. God loves you as an individual, as a person. He takes everything out to this. He would save the one. Always. It is time to become aware of our spirituality, aware of how we treat ourselves, and to find some balance in our lives to just take care of our own. I want this episode to empower you to stop looking outside of yourself for answers. Stop looking out to the government for help, to news stations, to all the bullshit, okay? Because they don't care about you. I want you to look inside of you and realize that you are the only person who can take control of your life and get it on the track it needs to be. And I know going down the rabbit hole of searching for a spiritual meaning, it's scary. Bitch, I've been through Dark Night of the Soul more than once. And literally both times, it felt like death. I'm like, okay, I'm dying. And it was literally my ego throwing a fit. And you're not alone on this. Life literally, it's hectic and it's demanding and it's insane. And it has everyone feeling disconnected at a time in history where we have the most access to connection, texting, FaceTime, internet, all of that. We are the most disconnected. The only way you're going to feel like you have a place and you can stand solid in yourself, in your confidence, in your meat suit, is that spiritual connection. This is where you get the balance and the completion in your life. And what happens is people don't have this, so they keep looking for that and they try to fill this hole because we have a void until we come into awareness that God is that spot. We have a hole and we're trying to fill it, and we fill it with drugs and sex and alcohol and internet addiction, scrolling addiction, food. We just keep trying to fill ourselves with these things, the fancy cars, the bigger house. We're never fucking happy because we're trying to fill the void, but the void isn't really there. All it needs is for you to realize that your body needs to connect with your spirit right now. That emptiness will never be filled until you come into an awareness of your spiritual being, of the part of you that is God. That is everything. You are literally connected to everything. Everything is living and breathing off of every move you make. And I don't want you to confuse spirituality with religion, okay? I'm not here to fight about religion, to pick religion. I'm not a fan of the religion. That's it. And I don't want you to think that if you have spiritual wellness, it can only come from religious beliefs. And in the same sense, just because you're subscribed to a religion doesn't mean you know shit about spiritual balance either. I know so many people that go to church and miss the fucking mark on what it is to be a spiritual being, to take that relationship with God serious. It's kindergarten shit to know he exists. Kindergarten shit to know what Jesus did for us. Kindergarten shit. Your spiritual balance, that's the next level. And you keep growing and moving. Like, how can you get deeper involved with your relationship with God as a spirit? He's a spirit. He's everything around you. How can you be a bigger part of that? Not by feeling sorry for yourself because the government doesn't give a fuck about you. Not for feeling sorry for yourself because of everything that happened. It is literally to take responsibility for where you are and to wake the fuck up. If you're starting from square one, this is literally what you're going to do is you're going to work towards identifying what you believe in. What do you believe in? And sometimes, bitch, you have to go backwards to go forwards, okay? Maybe you don't know what you believe in, but you can start with what you don't believe in. And every belief you come across, you find the ones that give you inner strength, even through the roughest patches of life. When you've developed your spiritual oneness with yourself, you can respond to other people honestly, regardless of the situation, because you've leveled up, bitch. You're on a different vibration. You can express the values that you uphold and you stand behind them. Nobody can shake you. We don't change our view because of the room we're in. We stand strong no matter what, no matter how silly we look. Understand the meaning of life. We become in tune with the meaning of our existence. And then you start leading that fulfilling life. I could totally fall into a rut just looking at everything that's happening in this world. And I know religious fanatics everywhere are like, it's the end of times. It's the end of times. And in some sense, it is. It is. There's a lot of souls right now that are on the border, and you have to choose. Napoleon Hill talks about two spirits. You've got the devil and God on your shoulders. And the devil wants you complacent. The devil wants you feeling sorry for everybody around you. The devil wants you to try to scare people to religion because it pushes them away further. He wants you complacent. He wants you to follow the government and follow, you know, the box. And he wants you to fit in a box. He doesn't want you to find fulfillment. And the more you see the world going to shit, everyone feels like, fuck it. What's the point? What's the point? There's nothing we can do unless we become one of them. And that's not true. It's not true. I know every single day I wake up, there is someone out there that needs to hear what I have to say. every day that I want to give up, I want to give in because things aren't working on my timeline. And we are human. No matter how close to God I get, I'm still human. And I think, man, this timeline sucks. I get it. This timeline sucks. And I feel like I'm in quicksand and I'm just trying to run this race. It's not our time. And I get it because if I look at my past, if I look at the history, what I know to be true, everything works out for me with the perfect timing. Everything, everything. There's nothing in my life I would change. It has all been so perfect. So in these moments that I get frustrated and I'm like, oh my God, this isn't happening fast enough, I have to chill out and just remember that it is God's timing. Absolutely God's timing. And that's okay. So I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I'm going to take responsibility for where I am. I'm going to take responsibility for how I'm raising my kids. And I don't sugarcoat shit from them. They know what I believe to be true, and I empower them to find their own truth. You want to raise your kids to be truth seekers. You want them to learn to lead a fulfilling life. And that's not to get the most kills on fucking Call of Duty, right? It's like, do you do something that you contribute? Napoleon Hill says, do something to contribute and figure out what the sacrifice is. My sacrifice is the timeline. That's not going to work on my time, but I know if I wake up every day and I commit to this and I commit to you, bitch, because you have subscribed and you're following me and you never miss a beat and you're here because you know there's something on here that's going to help you change your perspective, to help you take radical responsibility. I want you to understand you came in here to co-create because you are God. You are his DNA. You are him. He is you and you are him. You are united. It is time to stand up. So you have to develop your spirituality your own way. And your path may not be the same as mine. But here's some suggestions I have. Okay. And this was the journal prompt. If you guys aren't in my Listen Bitch Facebook group, I know some of you bitches are from TikTok and I fucking love you for finding me here. And then most of you are like, fuck Facebook. And I get it. I get it. Fuck social media altogether. I struggle. So this is where you could guarantee to find me because they can't kick me off. Okay. I don't think so. I don't want to jinx myself. Gosh, did I just jinx myself? Okay. So this is the journal prompt. I post in this group Monday through Friday in my Listen Bitch Facebook group, but I want you to question the purpose of your existence. Ask yourself, and this is something you need to journal, okay? This is a very intimate conversation that you're about to have. You really, really want to shift things in your life and you want to stop feeling empty and lost and just fucking scattered like you're in a tornado and little bits and pieces of you are being left everywhere. You're just constantly drained. Bitch, this is your answer. Ask yourself a few key questions and then agree to go on an adventure to achieve the balance through spiritual wellness. You have to go through self-exploration, self-everything, and no one is going to understand your journey for where you are. They're just not. Even people that, you know, I read books when I was going through the dark night of the soul, when it's an ego death, okay? It's where we really come into an awareness of our spiritual being and we really feel who God is and where he is, okay? It can be overwhelming because you realize how much your ego is literally that little devil on your shoulder. It's the ego. And sometimes the ego has to go through a literal death because he's so fucking stubborn because you're so set in your ways. And every book I read, none of them really touched on my personal journey. That's it. And what it does, why we are made like this individual, not even close to ever could there ever be someone like you on this planet. And the reason that happens is so we can lean onto God more. That's it. That's all he wants. He's like, hey, I'm here. And literally, I'm the only person that's ever going to understand you and be able to hold you in this moment. Nothing grew me closer to him than an ego death. So ask yourself these questions. What defines me? What is the purpose of my existence on the planet? What things, people, and ideologies should I be committed to? What do I want out of life? Now you've got to connect to what's meaningful. When you answer these questions, your next adventure is to connect and identify to the things in life that you want to represent you. Do you believe in helping other people? Is it your interest to sacrifice the physical aspects of life to gain spiritual strength? Put the answers to the questions to work. You want to help other people, contribute to a charity. Volunteer your time. You want to really clear your mind? Go on a fasting mission. That's another fast track to just feeling whole and full of awareness of who God is. Meditation, that gets me there. Meditation is like, this is how I kind of feel like it's, if I could put into perspective of the difference of meditation and praying. So praying is where I'm like talking to God, right? This is like, okay, God, this is everything I need to give you today. This is everything I need help with today. And this is everything that I want to thank you for today. That's talking to him. That's praying, right? Like where we're thinking, we're having the conversation. Meditation is where I go to just hear him. It's where I hear him without words. And it is the most emotional bonding experience I could ever imagine a spirit having. It's where my energy gets to be home. That's home. Meditation is home, where I can hear him. It's a great way to clear your mind and all the things. I want you to start to test your limits. When you take on challenges, you expand your understanding of a whole new myriad of possibilities for you. So when you test your limits, this involves a lot of things, okay? Take on a physical challenge that you normally wouldn't take on because you're afraid to fail, or you're afraid of the disappointment, or maybe you're afraid of the challenge itself. This is a great one. You really want to test some limits. Make a decision based on your beliefs, even though you know it may not be popular. Can you stand up? This is one of those things that, you know, I look at religion and spirituality and I wonder, there's Christians in there that know things are wrong and they're not standing up, okay? That's religion. That's religion owning them. Their spirit would stand up and not be afraid to look like an outsider. And that's the truth. If you know something that is true, you can't be afraid to stand up for those beliefs, even if it's not popular. I refused to wear a mask when it was required of us. I refused to get the shot and I didn't back down. I know how people looked at me. I mean, my husband's family literally brought a lot of judgment. Like, that's the hill you're going to die on. It was a tough situation. I knew how they saw us. I don't vaccinate my kids. I know what people think. God forbid, my daughter, we thought she broke her arm or dislocated her elbow. We take her to the hospital. I know how they look at us when we tell them we're not vaccinated. It's my core belief. And it's not popular. And there's a lot of judgment. And I've always had to pray for the strength to stand by the convictions, even though other people reject them. My boys are in public school. I have to sign waivers because they're not vaccinated. And this year was actually okay. She was a great lady. She's like, look, I know you know what you're doing. I'm not here to change your mind. This is where you sign. And you just please call me if you ever have any questions. She was so, just had so much grace with the entire situation. But that's not how it's been for me. In my experience, it was a whole lecture. It was looks of just disgust, disappointment, judgment on my parenting. And it's not for me. I just stand by those convictions. People reject them. There's a lot of things I stand up for that people reject. You want to become strong spiritually, you have to believe in something. And it's not just God. Like, believing in God is not enough. You have to step into that purpose of why the two of you decided to be co-creators here. You identify the purpose, you work towards achieving it. And you guys, this is where you start becoming truly happy with your life because you're at peace with everything. The balance you've been seeking, that calm, that peace, that joy, satisfy your spiritual needs. Recognize that you're more than a meat suit and it changes everything. Get yourself on the path to spiritual fulfillment. It's not an overnight process. It's not. You have to be persistent. You have to be dedicated. You have to be disciplined. And you're going to find yourself connecting with another aspect of your existence you didn't even realize. Things start to become more clear, and you experience true inner peace no matter what you're faced with, because you know what is bigger than God? Nothing. If he's behind you, what can hurt you? Nothing. Nothing. You're suddenly safe. You're cared for, you're at peace, and everything makes sense. Everything makes sense. Bitch, I love you. I love you, and I want you to embrace who you really came here to be. However I can help you do that, don't be afraid to reach out. You can message me on Facebook. You can message me. Sign up for my emails at brandonlinette.com. I'm not always trying to sell you something, bitch. I'm literally here to help you, okay? I'm here to help you. I know it's fucking tough out there. And I know there's points in our lives where we're like, there definitely can't be a God because this is happening. Why is he letting this happen? That's all shit you're going to experience and go through. But the minute you really get connected to who you are, to that core, to your subconscious soul, to that piece of you that's connected to the God gene, everything makes sense. It all makes sense. And then you realize you know less than you ever knew before. That's the truth. I think every day I'm alive, I realize I know less and less and less. It's true that there's a lot of terrible humans out there that don't seem to have a soul, that can hurt people, that can snuff out life, that can manipulate, that can just do terrible, terrible things. But there's also people like us who want to be a light when the shadows are trying to overtake the entire planet. We need more light. And the only way we're going to be bright enough is if we keep going together, if we stay connected, if we stay plugged in, and we stay true to who we are, who we came to be. I promise I know it's not easy. It's not. And we're human. Thank God. Thank God that we have a clean slate every day we wake up. Our shit was paid for. All this ugliness paid for. Don't be the person who takes that for granted. I love you.